Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Half Hour of Power. I am Joe. Brandon is here.
Yo, yo, Joe. What do you know?
Hey, Brandon, I don't know anything. Because here we go again with another brain-melting article. As if I haven't lost enough brain cells by watching the movie and reading all the articles. Came out, and here we go. Here's another article. Linda Blair breaks her silence about her involvement in The Exorcist, The Believer.
Oh, God.
Here we go. That's right. We're going to do it again because we hate ourselves.
Oh, God. I know I read the article, but God.
Yeah, you loved it too, didn't you? You loved it.
Yeah. No.
Right? Loved it. No. I did.
I know you did.
I love this article.
You love this article?
David Gordon Green has a quote in it.
That's what makes it worse.
It does make it worse. He's a nasty and horrible filmmaker. I almost said horrible human being, but I don't know him. Is he a horrible human being? I don't know him that well. He's a horrible filmmaker.
Thank you. He is that. He is a horrible filmmaker.
I mean, he could be like the sweetest, nicest man who is just incredible. Gives his friends the shirt off his back, just helps in any way. But he is a horrible filmmaker. Just absolutely, you know what? And I shouldn't even say filmmaker. He is a terrible writer.
Well, I can't say director because he did a good
direction
movie.
Is okay. I mean, but the direction for Exorcist Believer was not good. He did not do a good job directing Exorcist Believer. Because if you go back and you watch the Halloween movies that he did, those two, they're not bad technically made films. But I think that The Believer is technically, it's edited poor. Yeah, we already did. There we go. I got to stop.
Okay. Well,
then you're gonna start, and then we're
I was getting ready to say, you know, Halloween would have been great if it had a better storyline.
If they wrote a good script, which David Gordon Green is almost like Neil Blomkamp in that way. Neil Blomkamp. And I did not see the racing movie, the Gran Turismo that he did, but I heard that was good.
You know, I've been meaning to watch that. I haven't had a chance to watch that yet.
Yeah, because Neil Blomkamp could not write. If you, like, threw a paper bag around Neil Blomkamp and said, write a good script and I'll let you out, he wouldn't be able to get out. And David Gordon Green is the exact same way. They would both be stuck in these paper bags. They'd hand out the script, please let me out, because they wouldn't be able to tear their way out of the paper bag.
Not even out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah, because I don't believe they are that ingenious. Their ingenuity is not that well at all. Should we get to this article, Brandon, or should we keep torturing ourselves and waiting?
Let's get the article over with, because we can go about David Gordon Green all day.
That's true. Here we go. This is from CBR. Let's bring that up there. There you go, everyone. We hate you all, too, because you get to be subjected to this garbage, too.
See it.
So, Exorcist vet Linda Blair breaks silence over surprise cameo in the Blumhouse sequel. Horror icon Linda Blair details the story behind her surprise appearance.
Would it really be a surprise appearance? Because she did this come show up at the end of the damn movie.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how many people were actually genuinely surprised that she actually made a cameo. I kind of felt all along that she was going to do it. Because to me, you don't get Ellen Burstyn back after 50 years and not have Linda Blair in it somehow.
Well, the funny thing is, the pictures, those were her actual pictures in the scene in the house.
Yeah.
So you kind of could tell she was going to be in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you just don't do it.
Right.
I mean, in that way, David Gordon Green did do a better job than J.J. Abrams did with Star Wars. Yeah, because in J.J. Abrams' mind, You get the original cast back, but you don't put them all in one scene. That's stupid. Let's not put them in one scene.
Yeah.
Just incredibly dumb. But David Gordon Green was like, I got them both back. I'm going to put them in a scene together. Even though he did dumb things with their characters, he was at least intelligent enough to put them in a scene together, where J.J. Abrams failed miserably with that.
Yeah.
The article, because I think I'm just stalling now. All right. Yeah. Are you ready? You ready to delve into this tripe?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right, let's go. So, and here's some tripe and rigmarole and stuff. And they went to Screen Rant to get this info. Okay. But anyway, here is Linda Blair's quote here. When they came to me and said, we are going to do this and we want you to know. This is several years ago. And I said, you need to know, I went on record saying, don't ever do it to a child again. Do not do this. So kind of in all of the discussions, they said, well, if you were to come on as a supervisor to help, we could do the right thing, Blair recalled. Blair went on to say that you should do the right thing and not make this piece of shit because your script sucks ass. So
ding, 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 ding.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you caught me. You caught me. That's not in the article. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Caught me, Brandon.
It should have been in there.
That's what she should have said.
You made it sound so convincing.
Yeah. So it's more to do with right. So it's more to do the right thing to make sure the girls are taken care of. So she wanted to be there to make sure that the girls were okay because she went through what they're going through. And then as the time went on, that was when David Gordon Green said, is there any chance you could do a cameo? And I was like, well, you've got Ellen and you've got the storyline. I helped them work with characters. Reagan's character between Reagan and Chris, because they really needed help with that. Oh, Linda, they needed a lot more help than just that. Well, Bless your heart for going there and doing that and helping those girls get through that. Because of all our criticisms of the movie, our criticisms were not of the two little girls. Right, Brandon? I mean, we were both kind of impressed and pleased with their performance and what
they did. Yes, the girls did a great job. The young ladies, they did a great job in the movie. Definitely how they played the creepy, possessed little girls. They did their job. They did pretty good.
Yes. So maybe Linda Blair is to thank for their performances and not David Gordon Green?
I would say yeah.
You know what? That makes her a better director than David Gordon Green.
Yeah. I agree to that. Because, you know, also, too, I think he did this. He did set her up.
He did. He did. You get her on as a consultant, then eventually you get the cameo. That's right. So,
yeah.
I guess that was kind of smart.
He thought of something.
So you think David Gordon Green is running around going, I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R.
Yeah. Now you know what? What he did was, he was like this. He said, "This is gonna be a great movie. It's gonna be number one in the box office because guess what? I got Linda Blair as a cameo in here, and nobody else can get her to get back on Exorcist. But I did.
Oh man! All right, let's look at the rest of this thing here. Oh, her return was kept hidden from cast and crew. That wasn't hard, I guess.
Nowadays.
Blair also confirmed that they were unaware of this. First of all, no one knew that I was listed under a different name. Everybody is like, who is this person showing up on set? Nobody knew. It was a surprise. They kept me under umbrellas. They kept me well hidden. The only people that knew were makeup, wardrobe, the first director, and so on. So Ellen, of course, knew, and we just kept it secret. Okay. I mean, that's all right. All right.
Yeah.
So here's what's she's going to say anything else anymore? Exorcist Believer, the Blumhouse, and the Green Studio. And I heard the Exorcist really didn't cut it, he said. And blah, 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 people. Leslie Oldham Jr. Exorcist Believer will be streaming December 1st for anybody that wants to know. So they took this from Screen Rant. So I am surprised I did not get this article from Screen Rant. CBR, thank you for copying Screen Rant, Steve. So that's what we've been missing. I think that's what we've been missing. I think I kind of knew this, but all these places go and their sources are each other.
Right, right.
That's why they all suck, I guess.
Well, that explains a lot. It also explains why some of the wording be off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Are they trying to beat the plagiarism? It's not plagiarism.
I don't know. I don't know what the whole... Again, I think we've said this multiple times by now. Oh, I wish he would have just said no. Be on set and help the kids, but say no. And wouldn't that have been funny if this turned the other way to where she said yes, she would help the kids, but she actually talked Ellen Burstyn out of being in it? Wouldn't that have been interesting?
That would have been different.
They talked her out. Because you know what? You could cut out Chris McNeil of Exorcist Believer, and it's still a shitty movie.
You know, it should have been. I mean, don't get me wrong. Chris, I think what they did was, her being in there is supposed to be Reagan's part. That's what I see. I think that.
Yeah, it's.
Reagan play that part, let the mom be a mom, and if she could have came at the end and visited her in the hospital.
Yeah, but if she could have talked her out of it, then at least we wouldn't have had the horrible, horrible thing that they did with Chris McNeil and Reagan, even. I did not see that happening that way at all. Wow. So
I don't think none of us did, honestly.
Yeah, so everybody, December 1st is right around the corner. If you haven't caught Exorcist Believer, I still think you should watch it and suffer.
I think people see it already now.
Well, there's probably a few people who haven't seen it.
No, I take that back. Our good friend Brandon that was on our show defending Halloween, he came over and for Thanksgiving and we talked about it. And he said, no, he has not seen Exorcist Believer yet.
Also, what? He thought that he was on that show like painting David Gordon Green was God's gift to horror filmmaking and he could do no wrong.
Right.
And I'm embellishing a little bit.
But then he also told me, which was another friend of mine that have not seen the 73 Exorcist.
He did not see the original Exorcist?
No, so he said he has to watch them so he can give me his thoughts. So
I told him. Did he say he was a horror fan?
He said he was a horror fan.
I don't know. If you haven't seen The Exorcist, I question your horror fan credentials. You know, that's the whole conversation is you have to have seen it. Whether or not you like it is a whole nother conversation, but you have to have seen it. Yes, I will have to get word to him that I am questioning his horror movie fandom credentials now.
Yeah, so I told him, so he knows, and I told him when you finish watching them, let us know and get you on the show.
Yeah, if he would like to defend another David Gordon Green movie, I would be more than happy to have him on. It was a lot of fun talking with him.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great one.
Yes. Well, now all we have to do is wait and see what they're going to do with a sequel, if they're actually going to go forward with the sequel. They spent a lot of money on this franchise, so they're going to want to try and make their money back.
And so what is this, Exorcist Deceiver now?
Yes, but they're in doubt now whether or not David Gordon Green is going to be attached.
Well,
because of how poorly this was received and how poorly it did at the box office.
Well, I thought that they pulled him from the trilogy and they're bringing in new directors for the last two.
I think you're right. I think that's the last news about that came out. So
yeah,
you know, we're going to keep doing this little Exorcist news when it trickles out. So this one was just kind of, I really scratched my head reading this, and like, it's just another one where it's, can't you just say no? Just say no to the cameos. Just stop it. All these actors who've done these great movies that they're just destroying now.
Because, you know what I'm finding out, Joe? Like, they keep in the major movie scene, they're coming out with all these nostalgia movies and sequels to movies that came out 40 years, 20 years ago. But then if you're watching like all these streaming networks, they're coming out with great shows, or you might as well say like TV movie shows, technically, that should have been in theaters.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And also, we were talking a little bit. We were talking about doing the Exorcist show.
Yes.
We haven't done that yet, but we need to watch that. And we are going to do that. So this year's about over. We're not going to get to that this year. So next year, we will definitely be getting to the Exorcist TV show. And that'll be fun.
What streaming service is that on?
I saw today that it was now on Tubi. And I believe it is still on Hulu.
All right.
So it is there. There's another. And I, like I said, I did see the first season, and I did think the first season was pretty decent. Nice. So there we are at the end of another Exorcist Believer rant.
There's more to come.
And there will be more to come, and hopefully it'll be good news, and actually will be good. Brandon, what should people do if they like what we're doing?
If you like what we're doing, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
All right, and we'll talk to you all next time.
Later, guys.